Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and the club are still savouring a Sunday's 1-0 victory over Tottenham in the Carabao Cup final at Wembley. That secured City's fourth successive Carabao Cup success, and they have now won that competition a record equaling 8 times. Aymeric Laporte's late header proved the difference between the two sides, and boss Pep Guardiola believes the victory is the ideal preparation for a crucial couple of weeks coming up for the club, starting with the first leg of their Champions League semi-final tie against Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday. Guardiola said, "We take every game seriously, otherwise it's impossible to win 4 Carabao Cups in a row. Now it's time to rest and prepare for the semi-final against PSG." Elsewhere, Guardiola was also keen to praise the performance of Raheem Sterling during the final. Sterling's form has been called into question over recent weeks, and he has been left on the bench by Guardiola for a number of big games, but he was included in the starting 11 on Sunday, and Guardiola was clearly impressed, saying, "Amazing performance. He showed the opponent we came here to win the game in the first actions. He was incredibly aggressive." Finally, and some unsavoury news to bring you, as City defender Kyle Walker has revealed he received racial abuse following City's Carabao Cup final victory over Tottenham. The abuse came on Instagram, with the England defender asking, "When is this going to stop?" The abuse has come about as well in the days after it was announced that football will be boycotting all social media platforms next weekend in response to the ongoing and sustained discriminatory abuse received by players and managers alike online. That's all for now. We'll have more later.